from Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome to the podcast, which shines a spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship Services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and joining me this time is Stephen Purcell, Service Manager at our Beaches Supported Housing Service in Liverpool. Stephen, thanks for joining me today. First of all, just tell us a bit about the service and what it does.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I basically work at the Beaches Service. It's a 10-bedded residential services located in South Liverpool, currently all male, and we have 8 residents at the moment. So it's in a nice leafy suburb of South Liverpool. My role is service manager. I started with the Richmond Fellowship in late October last year, so I'm still finding my feet in that respect, but I oversee the service, I manage the staff, and I ensure that the service is safe and it's delivering what it's supposed to be delivering.
And you say that all of the service users, all the people we support at the moment, are all male. Can it be a challenging environment? How do you find it?
Fantastic. We've got a great bunch of residents, Matt, and some of which have been here a long time. And that's one of the things that I'm really keen to sort of get my teeth into. Being a 24-hour supported accommodation service, I would like to see the residents move on to maybe less supported housing. And that in itself is a challenge. Some of the residents, as I say, have been here such a long time. But yeah, the residents are fantastic and they're a great bunch of guys to be around.
And I suppose one of the key parts of that is putting good and strong support plans in place.
Absolutely. And they're obviously, they've got to be, they've got to be led by the person who needs the support. And sort of steered with the support worker, so with smart objectives and sort of really drilling down what's important for the residents and what they see as their priorities, and in sort of small steps and moving forward to achieve them goals and hopefully moving on then to the more independent lifestyle.
So, of course, you have a number of support workers working for your service. Just tell us what a typical support worker's role normally is.
So, being a 24-hour service, our support workers do sleep-ins. And so they would normally come on shift about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd work till 11 p.m. Then they would sort of have a sleep-in till 8 a.m. And then they'd go home again sort of 1 o'clock. So within that, they would... Generally, they'd be working, all of them have specific key working to do with our residents, to ensure that the residents are absolutely fine and the service is safe throughout their time on duty. They'll answer any calls from other agencies or family members, and they'll support our residents with taking their medications. And we have one resident at the moment who sort of he's gone through that process of self-medicating himself and moving on to more independent sort of medication taking. And some of our residents are not keen to do that. They enjoy the support, but we are trying to move them to more independence. So some of the role encompasses for a support worker is sort of supporting our residents cook meals. We have a communal meal every Thursday and every Sunday. They have a Sunday dinner, and all the residents get involved in that. And the support workers help and support them cooking, ensuring that the cooking's safe and the residents are okay and within their ability to cook and sit down and enjoy a nice meal together and have that social interaction. So that's some of the stuff they do.
I suppose that's a really important part, isn't it, of people's recovery journeys, having that social connection. And obviously during the lockdowns we've had, it must have been pretty difficult for your team to make that all happen.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge, not just for us, but for everyone. I think whatever walk of life, ensuring that, the balance between sort of ensuring the service is safe and our residents are free to come and go as they please, and encouraging our residents to sort of maintain social distancing, hands, face, space, and wear masks when they do go outside to the shop, informing them of the risk that, if they don't observe them social distancing measures, then potentially they could come back into the service and spread the virus. So it's been really it's been tough on everyone, I think. And we've had to, obviously, before my time, since I've been here October, the staff tell me that the residents had days out where they enjoyed leisurely walks or activities outside. But obviously with lockdown, etc., it's the same for everyone. That can't happen just yet. We've done activities within the service. We've done the big garden bird watch for the RSPB, whereby that was observing birds in your garden species and recording them, which the residents really enjoyed. So it was an activity that we could do within the confines of our beautiful garden here in the beaches, and it's one which the residents really enjoyed. And from that, we've sort of we're now making bird boxes, and each resident's going to make a bird box and put it in the garden and observe any bird species that may go and nest in there. So yeah, it's been a bit difficult for everyone, but it's just about making sure that people are safe and keeping people active, really.
And you must find your job very rewarding. I remember when I worked in a service a few years ago, and I found it a very rewarding role, what I was doing. Do you find it as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've worked in social care for 30 years, Matt, and like the rewarding bit for me is sort of when you see someone moving on for more independent life, more healthier life. It's so rewarding. And I think that's why we're all in this sort of field of work, because we enjoy supporting people and watching them move on and move forward with their lives.
And of course, your colleagues, I'm sure, will feel the same way, because there's nothing better than seeing a person move on from your support, actually being able to live a relatively independent life, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, just recently, when I say recently, before my time, we have a resident here who's now moved on to 12-hour supported accommodation. So that's a massive step from being supported for 24 hours service to moving on to 12. And hopefully that gentleman will move on to more independent living and until he's totally independent living and getting on with his own life. And that's just an example of one guy that's been through the service that Richmond Fellowship here in Lithgow have offered, and he's progressing through his support, which is fantastic, and that's what we're here for.
What a lovely story to end on. Stephen, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you very much.
Radio Sparky.